Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the ball came off good. I felt like I was trying to get to my spot. The best throw of my life is the 2015 Hail Mary, because although that one didn't go as far, it went way the hell higher. Almost hit the Raptors up there in Ford Field. But the ball came off good. I thought we had a chance. You know, I think we need to be a little tighter in some of those end-of-game situations, because I'm trying to throw the ball 2 yards deep in the end zone on the numbers on that play. And we weren't all in the right spot at the right time. So we got to have everybody on the same page in those crunch time situations. You might only get one or two times a season.
Aaron Rodgers throwing a little shade at his guys for not being in the right spot on the Hail Mary that he threw 70 yards in the air. Football Talk and the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. That right there is why I want this guy back. A, because he threw it 70 yards in the air. He said he wanted his guys on the hash, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Not only did he throw it 70 yards in the air, Pat Bostic, he put it exactly where he wanted it to be. He is a freak when it comes to attention to detail. And I actually think when he brings these things to the forefront publicly, it's a leadership thing. So whether it's Will Howard as his backup next year or some quarterback that they draft or whomever, I want this guy wrapping his arm around him and teaching him the ropes. Hello, by the way.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I've wanted him back since June.
Yes, you have.
Showed up here. So, watched him play last year, watched it back. He's exceeded certainly that level of play this year with a better supporting cast, for sure. Seems healthier than he was last year, seems more engaged, seems to love it here. And is playing at a really freaking high level.
Yes,
I mean,
he is.
He's on pace to throw 40 touchdowns. I know that. I heard that a lot yesterday. That's crazy, man. I mean, think about that. Ben, what his top was 34?
Yeah.
And he's going to the Penguin games. He's reciting the names and tenures of Letang and Malkin and Crosby. This dude just seems all in, and I don't think there's anything fake about it.
I agree.
I think, barring injury, he is he's a Steeler in 26, and I think they're going to – obviously last Thursday was disappointing, you know, but those things happen, and it wasn't the offense's – it wasn't his unit's fault or his fault per se. The one pick was virtually a punt. However, man, he – this offense is doing things that it hadn't done in a long time, and they're still not full strength. I don't think they're – operating at 100% efficiency right now.
I'm with you.
And when they do, they've got a chance to unlock some potential that hasn't been there.
Rodgers, at the end of last season, moved around a lot better than he did at the beginning. That is a fact. There are analytics that would even back that up that I forget, so I can only reference them the way that I just referenced them. But we saw him move better against Cincinnati, and I realize their pass rush is awful, than we have all year. And He looked like old Rodgers. Like, it wasn't like, oh, he moves well for an old man. No, he's moving around well, and the arm hasn't lost
anything. The touchdown to Freiermuth is probably a better throw than the 70-yard Hail Mary.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Move to your left, reset, throw it through traffic, through a thimble.
It was a laser beam.
I mean, he's... I still think, I said this for a while, I think he's a top five passer in the NFL when it comes to just purely throwing the ball. And he has vaulted up the leaderboard when it comes to all the other things that had fallen off a little bit, both pre and then post injury. You bring up a really good point about Arthur Smith, though. You know, but if I'm Arthur Smith too, I'm gonna be really picky this time about where I go. I ain't taking the Miami job right now. I'm not taking Tennessee. Although he's from Memphis and has ties to that area.
Ownership loves him, gets along great.
Certainly, but you know, there's reason to have some doubt about Cam Ward, just some of the stuff you're seeing. He shows the flash, but he doesn't show the consistent flash that Caleb Williams did.
Let me ask you this one, just while we're on it. If Dable gets fired, would you go coach Jackson Dart in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That kid is special, and I've felt that for a while. However, you know, Arthur Smith's in a really good spot, and if they get close, I could see, again, barring a unicorn opportunity like that one, you know, the Giants with a ready-made star at quarterback, I think they run it back. I think they run it back and add a couple pieces this offseason. You know, go in the draft with that in mind, not necessarily rebuilding in mind or quarterback per se in mind, unless it's, you know, the perfect setup. And next year they got, you know, quite the runway. So,
and it would give them the opportunity to that point to not draft one just to draft one.
Right. You can be picky.
Yes.
You can be picky. You can be selective. You can have options and scenarios in mind based on what happens before you. Because right now they're still in the driver's seat in the division. They're one of the better offenses in the AFC. It's their highly paid defense that needs to truly carry its weight. And they're not even carrying in the games they've lost. They're not even carrying, you know, an average defense's weight.
No.
So now they've been elite in some circumstances where they've gotten leads, but that's been their MO. They're front runners when it comes to how they play, but when they're in a dogfight, and there've been games that they've won that are low scoring and you give them credit for it. But when you're in a dogfight lately that the run defense has been porous and, you know, they've let Jamar Chase have 23 targets and 16 catches, which I just can't fathom how you allow that to happen. Regardless, I mean, you got a quarterback in a second game. They're not doing anything abnormal offensively. It's not like they're lining him up in the backfield, putting him at quarterback, motioning him out. You know, he was one-on-one backside. He was in the slot. I mean, he was in pretty standard positions.
I'm not going to pretend to be this X's and O's expert or anything like that, but generally you can take one thing away.
If you're a good defense, you can make a team do something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
It's the degree to which they can do that successfully that will determine whether or not you have to pivot. And the Steelers never did that, and they couldn't stop the run. The problem was they couldn't stop the run in a too high shell doubling it against Chase Brown. And I know that, you know, Tomlin said there were a couple big runs. There were. But there were some chunk runs, too.
Oh, my God. There was 9, 7, 8. Every time that Chase Brown carried the rock, it was a positive play.
Yeah, I just, going back to the original part of this conversation, I feel like the Steelers have a chance to win every game they play with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and they can win it different ways. I did not feel that about Russ. I did not feel that about Justin Fields. I did not feel that about Kenny. Aaron gives you a different level of confidence that when he's out there, A, he's not going to do things that lose the game because he can be a swashbuckling gunslinger, but he knows when to do it.
Yep.
And, you know, save for a couple scenarios, he's making the right decision, keeping him out of bad D&Ds, not taking sacks, and he's making up for some stuff. They've done a great job schematically kind of covering up some of their blemishes, using concealer on some of their issues. I mean, they're giving a lot of help to those tackles, and they should. It's not, that's smart, and it's working.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.